Welcome to the Gospel Rant. Dr. Bill Singert here. Today we're looking at how we can begin to apply the gospel to things that happen during the holiday season. We're just about into Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up, New Year's. And for some people, even Christians, holidays are great. But for others, it can be awkward or hard or frankly, it can be even toxic. So in this podcast, we'll look at one of the reasons that some of us might begin to feel some shame this Christmas. In an amazing 2018 article for Psychology Today, Why We Feel Shame Around the Holidays, one of my favorite counselors who specializes on a lot of things, but shame is one of his big deals, Joseph Burgo. By the way, his book, Shame, is a must-read. It's not a Christian primer, and yet, oh my goodness, it's so helpful. And look, he's right about shame ramping up for many in the holidays. I mean, come on. Denial is just not our friend here at the Gospel Rant, man. I mean, we just want to say it like it is. It's not that you're broken or a mess. It's just how we're made. It's how our brains are made. And frankly, nothing has hurt us or shamed us more than relationships. It is what it is. And here's a fairly large quote from the Burgo article. Please check out the entire article in Psychology Today. Quote, "At this time of year, when we're bombarded with idealized images of happy, intact families gathering together for the holidays, we can easily feel a sense of shame when our lives don't conform to those images. Rather than filling us up with joy, the holiday season can feel like a humiliating experience. No one deliberately shames us. No one intends us to feel bad about ourselves. But when we're alienated from our families or we find ourselves alone, we often feel ashamed all the same. This type of shame lies beneath the depression that afflicts many of us at this time of year. In my new book, I refer to this as the shame of disappointed expectation. Brené Brown has described the perfectionistic ideals and expectations imposed upon women by society and how the inevitable failure to reach those ideals instills a sense of shame with all those happily ever after Christmas movies, Hallmark sentimentality, and carols about joy and love and family. Our culture likewise imposes a set of expectations for how your own holiday season ought to look. Society projects countless images of the happy Christmas experience and implicitly tells us our own lives should conform to them. You're supposed to be filled up with love as you celebrate your family's traditions. There's a father and mother in that picture, still married after all these years, and siblings who want to be near you. You ought to have a spouse or significant other too. Past a certain age, you're supposed to have children who bring you the new sense of joy. No one tells you that you ought to feel ashamed if your own holiday experience looks nothing like that idealized picture, but chances are you will. Falling short of expectation usually stirs up shame, even when no one intends us to feel that way. Holiday shame can be especially acute for women who have decided to go no contact with their narcissistic or abusive mothers. In Daughter Detox, Peg Streep has described the shame so many women feel about having a mother who did not love them, as if they must be inherently unlovable and therefore to blame for their mother's inability to love them. Streep describes how some of these women ultimately realize that they must sever ties with their mother to protect themselves from further abuse. Because our culture idealizes motherhood and insists that all mothers love their children deep down, going no contact can stir up additional shame when a woman's life looks nothing like that image of a normal mother-daughter relationship." Closed quote. You know, sorry for such a long quote, but it's just amazing stuff. And so here's the question I want to ask in this podcast. What can you do if you're beginning to feel shame or loneliness or depression, all the shame family of emotions? What can you do? Burgo suggests that you gird your loin, roll up your sleeves, and intentionally forge new connections, new relationships, healthier ones. Find others who are alone, find others who have common interests with you, or go serve in food kitchens this year or homeless shelters, right? That's really good advice. That's good. Now, let me add on top of that, I'm not going to critique that. I think it's great. But from a Christian perspective, there's one more thing that you can do. And this is huge. Because of what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago, you have this right. It's your privilege. Ask God, pray to give you power to begin to feel the height and width and length and depth of the love of Christ for you as you are right now, not as you should be. And that's from Ephesians 3, 14 to 21. Look, it's this perfect love that can begin to cast out fears. And of course, the fear of falling short of expectations, right? Shame. So here's a helpful prayer that you can say out loud that could just give you some respite, begin to give you new energy and new hope for pursuing new and healthy relationships, can diminish your shame a little bit. Not perfectly, that's heaven, but it can begin to help. Here we go. And by the way, it comes from our Take Heart YZ prayer card. You can go to www.gospel-app.com and take a look at those. It's a prayer to God that He would give you power to begin to diminish your shame. So check it out. God, my shame and guilt are pretty deeply rooted. I messed up again. I am a mess. What is wrong with me? I don't feel right. I've given you 1,000 reasons to be disappointed or to turn your back on me. However, 2,000 years ago, you poured out your anger and justice and disappointment and criticism upon Jesus, your own Son, in my place. So now you can't be critical of me or disappointed in me ever again. Make me really get that in my head and heart so that my guilt has less power over me right now. I see again that Jesus' record of doing everything right is now, for some crazy reason, put into my biography, my resume, and everything His life earned, heaven, eternal life, your love forever. You can't ever love me more than you do. As much as you love your Son and He loves you, you can't love me any less, ever. You have to like me, no matter what I did or didn't do last week, no matter what I suspect that others feel toward me. Your gaze can never be still-faced towards me. It may feel like it, yet the messiness is on my end, not yours. Give me power to undo my fear that I am not lovable or likable. Give me, through the Spirit of Christ in my inner being, the power to be able to overcome my shame and guilt and fear quick before I go and mess up some other relationships, falling short of mine or others' expectations again. Simply put, make me feel loved by you. Make me see your smile and hear your voice. Fill my beat-up, emptied cup now, please. Now look, we suggest that you say it twice a day until New Year's. I do. We do. And if your situation is related to a crime or a hurt or withheld love or honor or a present dishonor, consider going through the Forgiving Path this season, www.forgivingpath.com. The Forgiving Path is a healthy, biblical, confidential, scientifically verified tool for any smart device that can provide some healing. Not perfect, again, that remains for heaven. Those who have gone through the short, private, and confidential 9 stations of the Forgiving Path have reported a 27% decrease in their desire to avoid the person who hurt them, 149% increase in their sense of benevolence and empathy for that person, a 53% reduction in their desires for revenge, an 80% increase in an experience of justice for the hurt or crime or wound or withholding. And again, these are not perfect numbers. These are not reconciliation. Yet, oh my goodness, they're dramatic. They're noticeable. And it just might make your family gathering a little more tolerable or even enjoyable this year. Give it a try. And by the way, please pass this on to someone else that you know is struggling with family issues this year. Check out the video on the website now, www.forgivingpath.com. Use the coupon code HOLIDAY at the checkout and get a healthy holiday discount. It's our gift to you. We hope that you have a healthy and safe family gathering this year. See you on the next Gospel Rant.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.